Iran's foreign ministry spokesman says Tehran still considers Nusra Front a terrorist organization, although the group has changed its name to Jabhat Fatah al-Sham. Bahram Ghassemi also said Saudi Arabia is the main supporter of terrorist groups including Al-Qaeda, Daesh and Nusra Front in Syria. Russia says it will open up three humanitarian corridors to allow besieged civilians as well as militants to surrender to escape the Syrian city of Aleppo. Earlier, President Bashar al-Assad offered amnesty to militants in Aleppo who laid down their arms. U.S.-led airstrikes have killed at least 15 civilians in the Syrian town of Qandura. The so-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says dozens of people were also injured. Back on July 19, over 120 civilians were killed in the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes near the city of Manbij. Yemen's Ansarullah movement and former President Ali Abdullah Saleh's General People's Congress Party have agreed to form a Supreme Council to run the country. The 10-member council is made up of a rotating leadership that includes a president and a deputy from both sides. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has praised warming ties with Egypt. He also thanked Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi for what he called his efforts to advance talks between Israel and Palestine. Cooperation between Tel Aviv and Cairo improved since Sisi took power in 2013. The U.S. says it's deeply concerned about Israel's plans to build more settler units in the occupied West Bank. The U.S. State Department said Tel Aviv continues a pattern of provocative and counterproductive actions. Israel reportedly plans to construct over 320 new settler units in Jerusalem al-Quds. Anti-U.S. and anti-Israeli protesters have rallied outside the Incirlik Air Base in southern Turkey, calling for the closure of the military facility used by U.S. and NATO personnel. The demonstrators say the base was used in connection with the recent failed coup attempt in Turkey. And around 30,000 passengers have been affected as a week-long strike by Air France flight crew enters its second day. The walkout has resulted in the cancellation of one in five flights. Air France officials say this strike is regrettable and aggressive.